Welcome to Shomar Shova and Adav, your sponsor, Lunishmas, Arm Yaakov Shom, Leavas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Basra, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. The Gemara in this Daf brings the Machloikis. Was Eretz Yisrael Nichlak, was it divided to Yoitzim Mitzrayim? For the ones who came out of Mitzrayim, of Egypt, they are the ones who got Eretz Yisrael. Or Leboya Oretz is Chalka Oretz. Or the Eretz Yisrael was given to the ones who are coming into Eretz Yisrael. So first, we'll see that the Mefarshim explain what is exactly the Sheirish HaMachlekes between these two opinions. The Ben Yehoyada brings, the Machlekes is, why were we Zoyche in Eretz Yisrael? So explains Ben Yehoyada like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Va'avodum v'imun inu oysu arba'am o'ishana. And then Yitzu Ruchosh Gadol, and I'm going to bring them to Eretz Yisrael. So you Zoyche in Eretz Yisrael because of the Shibud in Mitzrayim. Machlekes in the Gemara is, says the Ben Yehoyada, was the Shibud of Mitzrayim enough? The first one, the Omer says, yes, they were Meshabad in Mitzrayim. It wasn't Arba'am HaRishon, it wasn't 400 years. It was only Redu, only 210. But 210 was equivalent to 400 because of Koishi HaShibud, because it was so difficult. So therefore, there was Zoychet Eretz Yisrael because of the Shibud in Mitzrayim. The second one, the Omer says, no. Koishi HaShibud is really something that maybe gave them the merit to come out of Mitzrayim. But that's not enough to be Zoycher Eretz Yisrael. So why did he Zoycher Eretz Yisrael? Lechtech acharim ha-midbar be'eretz lo yizeruah. Because of the 40 years that they went in the midbar after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nimtza, according to this, the only reason the Zoycher Eretz Yisrael is because of the 40 years in the midbar. So the only boy Aretz that went through 40 years in the midbar, they're Zoycher Eretz Yisrael. So that's the machlekes. If you hold that the Shibud was enough, so you're Mitzrayim getting Eretz Yisrael. If you hold it wasn't enough, and the 40 years in the midbar were mashlimit, then you say Lebo Aretz and Echlak Aretz. Just to point out that what's a little bit hard to understand is that the 40 years in the midbar was a consequence because of Am Yisrael doing something wrong. If not, they would do Chayta Meraglim, they would go straight into Eretz Yisrael. According to Ben Yoyota, this is what gave them the schus in Eretz Yisrael. So this needs more beer. Maybe one could say that if Am Yisrael wouldn't stand in the challenge of the Meraglim, so that would give them the schus in Eretz Yisrael. And if not, they need the 40 years in the Midbar, and that will be the thing that gives them Eretz Yisrael. Yesh oid le'ayim edover zeh. The Iyun Yaakov says a little differently. He says that Man Domer that holds the Yoytze Mitzrayim Nechlek Haaretz is because, like Ben Yoyota says, because of the Shibud. But the other Mandarma says, you get it because Bavu Yishmeru Choyk Chukov V'Seroi Sov Yintzoyru. Meaning they're coming to keep the mitzvahs, and the main place to keep the mitzvahs is in Eretz Yisrael. So that's the only one who comes to Eretz Yisrael gets the chelik in Eretz Yisrael. And if so, that maybe will answer the question we asked on the Ben Yoyada. But the Gemara continues and says, even if you hold, so the Bor Oretz Nechlek Haaretz, it still has to go back to Yoytz Mitzrayim. It always goes back to them. As the Gemara says, that even though usually the Chaim Yorshim Meisim, the ones who are alive and are the ones who died, Kan Meisim Yorshim Chaim. Here the ones who are coming out of Mitzrayim, they're Yorish, the ones that went into Eretz Yisrael. So everybody agrees at the end of the day has to go back to Yoytz Mitzrayim. And the Sif Sicha Chomim explains it there in the Pasuk that the Gemara brings, that the reason is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised it to Yoytz Mitzrayim. V'nasat lechem Moirosho. Moirosho says, begin the Parshat Ve'iro, that Am Yisrael will have a Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael to the Yoytz Mitzrayim. So therefore, it always has to go back to them, because whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu says has to be Miskayim. And on this, we have a beautiful vort of the Kedushas Levi, Levi Yitzchak Baradichov, in Parshat Lech Lecho. Because the Pasuk says that Avraham Avinu asked, Pamei Eido Ki Yerushenu. How do I know that I'm going to be Yerusha Eretz Yisrael? So we already know the question. The Chura of Avraham Avinu is questioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's going to give Eretz Yisrael. But says the Kedushas Levi, what was bothering Avraham Avinu was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that he's going to get Eretz Yisrael himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, I'm giving you Eretz Yisrael l'rishto, that you will have a Yerusha. Says Avraham Avinu, Yerusha comes from my father. I'm not getting anything from my father. So how do I connect to the Yerusha? Says Yediyah is lashon connection. How do I connect to the Yerusha? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them, you know how you gonna know, are you gonna have it? Because Hamisol be in Mitzrayim and they'll suffer and they go out and they will receive the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. That's how you will connect to Eretz Yisrael through your children. And he continues to explain our Gemara. Because Yoytz Mitzrayim, why they came out of Mitzrayim? To go into Eretz Yisrael, as Rashi says in Chumash Vayikra, On the pasuk, "Asher itzeis yischem eretzayim leseis lachem eseretz knan al minas likones laretz." The main part of going out of Mitzrayim is to go into Eretz Yisrael. That is the whole tachlis of going out of Mitzrayim. So the ones that are coming out of Mitzrayim, how do they zoichet to the shleimus of Eretz Yisrael? Says the Kedusha Slevi. That's what the Gemara says over here. The Gemara tells us that here the main simyorishu b'sachayim, they get their Yerusha. That shleimus they need to get, they get it through their children. The same way Avraham Avinu gets the Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael through his children. And connected to this, what we brought in the previous year, in the name of the Vilna Goyen, called Shainu Maniach Ben Liyorshoi, that a father's Yerush the son, because when the son grows in Torah and Yerushamayim, he gives it back to his father. So meaning the Yerusha over here is usually Yerusha is that a father gives to his son. But there's a Yerusha that the son gives to his father because the Yoytze Mitzrayim need to be Nishlam, need to be fulfilled through the people that came to Eretz Yisrael and completed what they were missing. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.